Councillor Fiona Collins for that debate.
Thank you for getting me here. First of all, to agree, Councillor Ashley, it's extremely important. I think that's the most disappointing element of the inspector's changes. I've been to visit some of the new homes that recently have been built, and you just think, well, are these really meant to be homes for families to stay in? Where are you going to put the vacuum cleaner? I mean, it's ludicrous. So I know they're going in the London plan. I can't understand why they couldn't go in the core strategy. It's very, very disappointing, and we most certainly will be following that through. On crossbones, again, I agree with Councillor Thornton. It's really important, and I have in fact already met with Transport for London to discuss it. I think it's to emphasise to them the importance of protecting particularly the historic graveyard site on that site, and they seem quite positive about that and have to keep on working on that. I think there might also be an opportunity, depending with the neighbourhood plan, whether it ends up as sort of SPD or DPD style, whether it might be possible to provide that protection through the new Borough and Bankside planning policy that's being developed as part of the, I think they're called front runners now rather than vanguards. And that might be another point where Councillor Morris's idea of local limits on student housing might be followed up, because I do appreciate that we are seeing a lot of student housing Cathedral Ward, although I think perhaps the new policy on affordable housing will deter them somewhat from that. I would like to emphasise, though, that we are home to three university campuses, and I don't think we should be negative about students and wanting them to be in this borough. I do think they make a positive contribution to this borough. On the issue of contributions, student housing towards affordable housing, yes, we need to move forward. We'll be bringing forward amendments to the affordable housing SDG, bringing in the guidance that's needed to how exactly the new affordable housing policies will apply to student housing. We'll be making that priority.
Thank you.